This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ, Peace House, Freedom House, and there's something that I thought was intriguing. I think that some people maybe don't like the look of that, and some people like it very much. I threw it out today as an idea.
What? No Starbucks? Aren't they on every corner? Couldn't they just meet there? Yeah, it really could be the DMZ. How about that? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight we're talking about the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, our president. And now there's all this back and forth about what the site is actually going to be. You heard the press there talking about it. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Bob, I mean, really, they could go eat a burger at McDonald's. Who cares? I mean, obviously, the fact that they're meeting is the huge part of this, right?
Oh, that's right. They could do it live on America Tonight. Yeah, I'm all for that, too. Right.
So am I. Listen, I will spring for whatever they want if they wanted to do that.
And then we'll bring Ellen Radner to moderate.
That'd be perfect. That's right. Perfect.
Yeah,
the rat.
You know, it's interesting. I kind of thought that they would go to Switzerland. And somebody told me that Kim Jong-un, believe it or not, went to school or something in Switzerland, which I had no idea. So I kind of thought that. But the DMZ, the Freedom House, and that part of the two countries there, that would be interesting. And I didn't think that because I thought, you know, the security and the president, but, yeah, maybe it's going to be there. I mean, he threw it out there for some reason, so.
He did throw it out there for some reason. So we'll see where it is. I mean, it is, you said this before. Hey, you got to give it to Trump for having this meeting because we've never seen this, and I'm very curious as to what will come out of it. I mean, historic doesn't even cover what this summit's about.
All right, and I said it on your show when they first announced this Nobel Peace Prize potential for this, and I wasn't kidding. I mean, it is potentially that big a deal. I mean, this is coming together, Kate, and you're right. It is huge because it's been, what, 70-some years? We've seen all of these attempts. You know, I was there when Bill Clinton spent the $2 billion, which was fine. You know, everybody's tried all these things, and here it goes. And it's not just happening by itself. There were pieces. And I have to believe that Donald Trump and some of the things he said must have made China say, whoa. You know, and communicate with Kim Jong-un. And so I think that's got to be part of it. Of course, the president of South Korea, too.
Yeah. How about this? So since we're sticking kind of with foreign affairs for a second, we're going to shift our geography. But how about the PM of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who says, look, Iran lied big time. Honestly, if Netanyahu could just release the beast on Iran, I think he would do it. I think he's had it and always has with Iran. What do you think?
Well, Kate, you're right. He has had it with Iran. He has always, you know, had it with Iran. And now the Saudi Arabians, who, you know, they can't stand Iran. They want Iran to go away, are pushing this too. I think the timing of this, you know, is interesting. May 12th. As we know, they have to make a decision, you know, the president does. And then all of a sudden, you know, here come these papers. And frankly, I don't think that they hacked or got these from the Iranians. I think this was submitted to the International Atomic Energy Commission, and maybe somebody hacked that system. This is not information that wasn't known, frankly. And this might be information pre-2000, you know, I think, well, it'd be 2005, where the Iranians were doing this. We knew that. So I'm not so sure this is so much shock and awe. We knew at one point in time they were trying to do this. And then in came the Iran deal. I just think Netanyahu's gotten hold of some material and, you know, wants to add his input, because he wants this deal to be finished and go away. That's what he wants. And, of course, the alternative to that, if it goes away and they build centrifuges, what's the alternative to that? You know, who bombs them? You know,
yeah.
Us? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, so let's whip it in a completely different direction. The Correspondents' Dinner is a whole different ball game now. Michelle Wolf was the comedian. She said she wouldn't change a single word. She was on my pal Terry Gross's show, Fresh Air. She interviewed her and asked her, you know, about the references. And, of course, this is the backlash from her comments about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was there and just a few feet away from her. Some of what she said was this for everybody listening, so you know. She said she divides the press corps into softball teams, and then she says, I'm a little starstruck. I love you, Aunt Lydia, in The Handmaid's Tale, which, of course, is, you know, she was referring to, she looks like Aunt Lydia. She says, I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. She burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies. And then that led to a walkout, and then Donald Trump has been tweeting things out, or he did in the morning anyway, where he talked about that the fact it's just a bomb, that the White House Correspondents' Dinner is dead as we know it, that it's a total disaster, an embarrassment to our great country, and fake news is alive and well and beautifully represented on Saturday night. What do you think?
Well, I've been doing this story all day. And for anybody who says, well, you know, this is the Republicans complaining, no. The White House Correspondents Association, the president of it, who works for Bloomberg News, has come out and said this isn't our mission, basically has said, you know, they don't like what happened. So it's not just some Republican complaining about it. It's the fact that the association itself is embarrassed over it. I think it was uncalled for. If she wanted to hit Donald Trump in any particular way at all, you and I wouldn't even be having this conversation. But to gear this towards Sarah Huckabee Sanders and to make those inferences, you know, the ones you read, which if you read between the lines, are insults to her, and for one woman to do it to another woman at that dinner, I think crossed the line. And it was unnecessary. And here's the bottom line, too, with the association. Let's say that the association has said, you know, Donald Trump is rude. He's a bully. He said horrible things about women. Let's say that members of the association, the press, have said that, okay, and they have.
Sure.
Then do they want to go to that level themselves? If they want to attack him for it, do they want to be there? And they went there through this comedian. I told Ellen Ratner, we were emailing back and forth, I bet you the official professional comedian stops next year. And, you know, anything that's going to be satire of nature will come from within. I mean, I've been to these dinners, you know, we all have, and there's been some neat things, and there's been some creepy things. I mean, the Imus thing on Clinton was over the top.
Yeah.
Was horrible. Yeah. So I don't think it was good, and that's not a defense of Trump. This is about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and that's why the association itself is downing this entire deal. Now, the comedian, she had nothing to lose. Honestly, I didn't know who she was. She has a Netflix special coming up. You know, she went for it and probably knew what she was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
So you heard Bob Ney. What do you think? Did she cross the line? We're going to let you hear a little snippet of Ms. Wolf next on America Tonight.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown own small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Here on this little show called America Tonight. I'm the captain of this ship. And thank you for all the program directors who are carrying this show. I appreciate your support and everybody across the country. Lately, I've been getting a ton of emails from you, and I say we always do, and it's true, we do. But I've been getting some super terrific emails, and thank you for that. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com, because we have a new website. I know people are getting used to that, AmericaTonightRadio.com. So as we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, I mentioned this comedian. You know, comedy's at a weird place. There's a line, right? And it's very wiggly where you can go, especially when it comes to politics. And the Correspondents' Dinner, absolutely, there have been many years, I think, where the host, who was supposed to roast, really burned kind of the people in the room that they were roasting. You know, there's that sort of that line. And some would say, well, you know, too bad. It's not supposed to be that way. But this Michelle Wolf really just doubled down. And as, if you missed it, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio who joins us at the top, said, as she went for it, you know, I mean, what does she have to lose? Throw the flames. Poof! Throw the flames. And that's what she absolutely did. She said she never sought to cater to the room, because you have to assume that not everybody, but most of the people in the room would slant more toward the left, is what a lot of the criticism was. So just a bunch of barbs at the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Mike Pence, and, you know, others, but they're, of course, you could say, well, anyone in the room is going to be a fair game. And especially when there's the president. I already gave a couple of the wisecracks, but the whole smoky eye thing, Aunt Lydia, who, of course, is a homely taskmaster from The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, she's like the ugly swan. She is. There's no question about that. In fact, here's a little snippet of Ms. Wolf. I mean, I'm sorry, not of Michelle Wolf. It's reaction to Michelle Wolf and the walkout of Sanders and people complaining that it was way over the top. Here's what somebody in the room had to say.
She was just continuing to pummel Sarah. It just got more and more uncomfortable. This is my wife's colleague. You can like or not like Sarah. You can like or not like her politics. It just seemed mean-spirited. Everybody around me was groaning.
Everybody is groaning. So there were, you know what, there was a lot of people that were upset by this, including some of the people in the media. And, you know, what does this mean for the White House Correspondents' Dinner going forward? Well, I think it's a little bit different when you don't have the when you don't have the president there. So, you know, you got liberals and conservatives who are going to put a label on it. You know how I feel about labels. But, okay, so if we're going to put labels on it, a lot of them, whether they were liberal or whether they were conservative, I was listening to a bunch of different journalists today debate this, and they, some of them agreed that it was just like, you know, too much over the top. I mean, that it was too much bullying. And then there was others that defended her and said, this is what you do. This is part of the whole White House correspondent dinner thing. And when you go to it, and especially when you're part of the White House, you're going to be able to face, or you should have to be able to face that criticism in the form of what's being called comedy. So, but definitely there was, there were a lot of groans coming out of the room. I was listening today to the National Review's Kyle Smith, and he said that he described it as it was mean-spirited, it was vulgar, and bottom line, it was unfunny. That it was just unfunny. And since the president isn't playing the game, it's kind of making everybody notice it's fixed, is what he's saying, and that's it. So, you know, is it too close to home for some? You know, what's the scoop? I don't know. It's not what it used to be. I think it has lost some of its punch because you don't have the president there. Whereas before you've had the president, so it makes it a little bit different. And what does this mean for her career? She's got a Netflix deal happening, so is that going to affect that? I'm going to say maybe not, because she's getting some publicity. And I haven't read anything about anything being pulled, in fact, with this comedian. Let's put it, you know, that way. So there you have it. It's kind of a mixed bag. That's what I'm going to call it. I said we were zigging and zagging in different directions. I mean, this is a mixed bag. You know, if I'm going to slap a label on it, that's what it is. Some are going to say, that's it. You know, that's what happens when you get these things. And others are saying it's too over the top. Here's the thing about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I say this all the time. Man, she is boom. I don't care what your politics are. When I say she is boom, bam, she has no, suffers nothing. She gets up there and she can spin something, say it straight, say whatever she wants. She just, there is nothing getting by her. You know, you can throw whatever you want at her and you see that she doesn't blink. And I think, that's the allergies. I think that you can relate, right? I just keep going. No cough button, nothing. When this show grows up, I'm going to get a cough button. I think some people she annoys because she doesn't get rattled. And remember, before Sarah Huckabee Sanders, there was Sean Spicer, who was the butt of every joke for Saturday Night Live. And actually, he took it in stride, and he's kind of made fun of it himself now that he's out of the White House. But there were problems with him tripping over his words, tripping over what he was saying, them twisting him up and into knots sometimes, the words, but not with her. And so if I'm president, I want the real gatekeeper, you know what I mean? I want that. I want the beef eater. You know how beef eaters just don't flinch? If you've ever been to London, that's like the whole joke. You could jump up and down in front of them, wave your hands. They're not supposed to blink an eye. They don't move. They're just poof. She's that person. She has it down. And I, you know, deep down, was she rattled by what happened at the correspondence dinner? You know, maybe not. And now this Michelle Wolf moves on to, yeah, there's backlash over her White House correspondence speech, but is it going to affect her career? I'm going to say no, because guess what happens? Controversy sells in some cases. And in this case, the audience that she's playing to, yeah, I'm going to say it doesn't bite her, you know, that there's enough defenders that's not going to happen. Let's put it that way. All right. I want to mention this quickly because it's that whole Me Too thing, the Pandora's box that Harvey Weinstein opened up back in October. He's the father. I think he's the father of the Me Too movement, meaning that whole swell over what happened in Hollywood created what has then exploded into other industries. And apparently Ashley Judd is taking Weinstein to court, claiming he tried to destroy her acting career after she refused his sexual advances. She's one of the first women to publicly accuse him of misconduct. She filed that suit in L.A., and there's claims of defamation, harassment, all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting. The lawsuit focuses on Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson's comments to the New Zealand publication called Stuff, where he recalled Weinstein dissuading him from casting Judd or Mira Sorvino in Rings that came out in the late 1990s. So Jackson said that he was fed this false information about the professionalism of Judd, who he had met with in 1998 to discuss a role, and says that affected, you know, her getting the role. So, boom, there's some evidence right there. So, and it came about a year or so after she said no to Weinstein at a breakfast meeting. And she said, you know, no. So, bottom line is she's got a couple of legs to stand on with this because of Jackson's comments, especially. That just backs that up. Wow. Mira Sorvino, where are you in this? You think she's going to file something, too, I would think. All right, y'all stay with us. Coming up, we got the mailbag here on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine.
Taking the mailbag. Taking the mailbag. Taking the mailbag. Taking the mailbag. Mailbag.
Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
That's pretty much how I felt today when I woke up. All I just needed to do was just have one of those helium moments. You know what I'm talking about, when you're a kid? And then someone says, here, put this balloon on your mouth. And then you have that high-pitched voice, kind of like you just heard there. We're hitting the mailbag, of course. So many of you jumped in on this Michelle Wolf stuff. You more than tripled down on it. So I'm going to just go out on a couple of them. This one was from Brian, who says, Kate, I listened to the show this first time I emailed you. I swear, girl, I'm going to call the show. I love listening to your show, and I hope you rock it. I'm sick of hearing guys on the air. Are you like the only broad out there that does a radio show? Booyah. All right, so speaking of broads, this whole Michelle Wolf thing, you know, it's just tasteless. It's just tasteless. And I'm an independent, so it has nothing to do with my politics, but I just kind of looked at the comments and, you know, especially the Handmaid's Tale reference. I thought that was creepy and unnecessary. If she wanted to take out her knees, she could have done it a different way. So I thought it was weak. It was just weak. Just showing a woman can be as lame as a comedian as any of these guys can be. So she's just trying to make a name for herself. All right, here's another point of view. This one is from Tommy, who says, man, hands off Michelle Wolf. Kate, you're a woman in a man's world. What do you think? Everyone's just bagging on her because she's a broad? I love that two guys use the word broad. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong? What do you say? I mean, listen, she's a comic. They put her in that position. What do they think she's going to do? Tell polite parlor jokes? I'm going to stick up for her. I mean, could she have done better? I don't know. I'm not a comedian. I don't write one-liners and punchy punchlines. But I think she made a comparison to a very popular series, and she made a crack about her eyeliner. So I think it's kind of fair game, if you ask me. That's all I'm saying. So then we have someone who's kind of in between. This one is from Doc. Kate, settle the family dispute. In fact, I was going to wait till I knew the other was going to be on, and I was going to call because I wondered if you had different points of view on this. Michelle Wolf gets the gig of a lifetime to do the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you say to yourself, Michelle who? And she has a chance to make a name for herself. I think she screwed the pooch because she went for the lowbrow kind of comedy. My wife says that too many men are picking on her because she's a woman, and if a guy did the same jokes, he would get maybe a line or two saying it was crass, but that would be it, and everybody would move on. What do you think? No, I think the kind of atmosphere that we're in right now, and we've seen this before with other comics, if a guy said the same remarks, I'm going to say, yeah, I think that he'd be called to task. I don't think this is a gender thing. I think it is a going after Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and it was too over the top. And, of course, you don't have the president there, so she becomes a little bit more of the target because she is the face of the White House, and you see her on the tube every day because she does the White House briefings and so often is quoted. So the bottom line is I think man or woman, it would have been the same thing. I don't think that this is a discriminatory, hey, it's a woman, so we're going to just go after her much harder. Let's put it that way. All right, so let's move on to the next one. This one is from Frank. And Frank says, hi, Kate. I don't know if you saw the USA Today. I know you travel a lot, and so that means it's the little paper for all of us, let's face it. And I was reading, coming back from a trip, I was reading a story in the USA Today about air pollution. I don't know why. I don't think about that much because I don't really live in a smoggy area. But, boy, after reading the article that I read, I feel sorry for those people in California. It seems like up and down that coastline, it is crummy, smoggy, nasty stuff half of the time. And you got to wonder, what is that doing to everything from the cars on the roads, the trucks, and what are they putting out there, to what is it doing to everybody's health? And can they really even breathe in L.A., although that might be an oxymoron? What do you think? I read the story. I know what you're talking about. And, in fact, I was doing the traveling thing, and that's why I read the story. So it's funny that you made that reference. They talk about carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxide, which both contribute to ground-level ozone, so smog. That's what ground-level ozone is. That's just a fancy, smancy way of saying it, smog. And you get the smog on, you know this, sunny days, warm, whatever. It's the chemicals that come from the cars, truck, tailpipes, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I mean, the levels in L.A. are ridiculous. I've seen it. I lived there a long time ago in California, and it was bad then. So it's maybe a little bit healthier than what it used to be. But how healthy is it? And especially when you look at you know, the most polluted cities, so many of them are in California because all that smog, excuse me, gets trapped. And then that's what happens. So what do you, you know, if you live there, it's kind of like I have a good friend that lives there. And she tells everyone when she was hiring people from other states, listen, if you live here, there's a chance of earthquakes. They always talk about the big one and it could happen. But who knows? So just be aware, that's one of the things that we talk about here. And the other thing is that we deal with smog, that you'll see smog sometimes driving to work. And this is L.A. Welcome to L.A. So, yes, you know, they're talking about how do you get that clean air? I mean, how difficult is it to get the clean air? Has it gotten better? Yes. But what else do you need to do? And the answer is, don't live in some of these cities where it's really bad. How about this one? This one's from Alicia. And Alicia says, Kate, I have to tell you, you know how they always are now trying to do these odd flavors for cookies and soda and everything else? I don't know if you saw this or not. Oreos. What are they doing, for goodness sake, with Oreos? They have kettle corn Oreos. Really? Do you think they're going to be a big seller? And then apparently they have pina colada Oreos and they have cherry cola Oreos. You think any of those are going to succeed? It is odd, isn't it? But this is what companies do. They're experimenting with, yes, weird flavors, not the traditional, it's the same old, same old. I think part of that is appealing to the globals, you know, the youngest generation, and then the generation, the millennials, right before the globals. And the whole idea is, yeah, they want something different. They want experiences. And so they always have these contests, and then they have people try them. And there's always a massive amount of suggestions. And I guess in the case of Nabisco, they narrowed down a list, and they chose three of them. And they're going to see how they do, how they sell. So they're testing it. There was even somebody that submitted coffee and donuts flavored Oreos. Now, here's what's not funny. Whichever of these three win, so somebody's going to win, whatever the mystery flavor is, right? So pina colada, kettle corn Oreo, or cherry cola. Whoever, the three people that came up with that, whoever wins it gets $500,000. Right? Because people get to vote on it. $500,000 for saying, oh gosh, how about kettle corn Oreos? That sounds good. How about scrambled eggs Oreos? I mean, but good for those people that submitted, because they may end up being winners. Now, if I had to pick the winner of this, I'm going to say, having not tasted it, people really like cherry. I'm going to say cherry cola Oreos win. I think that's what it is. But that makes me, it makes me sick to think of cherry cola Oreos. I like Oreos. I haven't had any in a long time. But I would be traditional in that sense. Just give me the plain old crazy Oreo. I'm going to squeeze in another one. This one is from Natalie. Katie Kate, I'm assuming that you might have been the NSYNC generation. Did you know that NSYNC got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star? I do know that they did. Yeah. So, you know who's NSYNC? Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, JC Chase, Chris Kirkpatrick, and drumroll please, Justin Timberlake. NSYNC, boy, that just seems so long ago, doesn't it? You forget about Justin Timberlake and the fact that, that's like 20 years ago. Oh my gosh. 20 years ago. I guess Ellen was on hand for that and Carson Daly was on hand. It was a big deal. There was a giant crowd. For, especially because you can imagine Justin Timberlake and the rest of them. Huge. All right, we're stepping aside, then we're wrapping up this hour with little odds and ends here on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, yes. We are bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money? And that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just I met this man in my great
community. Oh, I love this.
A Swedish physicist.
Back and forth.
And he told me that he knows.
Tail end of this thing, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. How are you doing at the start of the week? Boy, oh boy. Are we almost in May? I can't believe it. How'd that happen? Poof! There it is. We're already a quarter and a half into 2018. I mean, wow, wow, wow. All right, so let's rehash the headers, meaning what is everybody talking about across this great nation? Well, you know, I kind of go from coast to coast. Sometimes I go from the left to the right, and then sometimes from the right all the way back to the left and everywhere in between. If you've never listened to the show before, I like to say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard, or what I think it should be, or what I've feel like talking about, and a lot of you say you like it. So we kind of buzz around in a couple of different directions, and I've had the privilege, the great privilege, of living in every area of this fabulous country. I mean, I wish I could say I lived in every single state, but in my career, as soon as I got out of school, I had the wanderlust and the fortune to be hired by lots of different people in television and in radio. And so I've lived in some just fabulous places, and I've really seen people in different kinds of environments, frankly. So from the South to the Northeast to the Midwest and the Southwest and the West, and you know, name an area, quadrant of the country, and I've definitely lived in all of them, just not all the states. So meaning I'm always curious about what people are up to. If we go to the left coast first, we go to Los Angeles Times. They're talking about a couple of things. You know, the Los Angeles Times always has a smattering like other newspapers or internet sources, because now they're all on the internet too, a smattering of the politics that are being talked about. And then specifically in L.A., they quickly go to things that Los Angelinos would care about. So if there were a front page of the Los Angeles Times, it would say Trump floats Korean DMZ as possible location for summit with Kim Jong-un, because he said that over the weekend, that the time and location is going to be May or early June, and it might be in that place. It might be at the DMZ. He's not ruling it out. And then there was a story about Pence, Vice President Pence, arriving in California to tour the border barrier about 100 miles west. You have some seeking asylum, and that was the story. Okay, hey, he's at the border. Guess what's happening 100 miles west of there? That, you know, a border fence won't save us. Some protesters near the border at El Centro are holding up signs. So they're playing on what does that mean? What does the caravan mean? All that sort of thing. And then there was a story about some lanes were reopened after a big rig crash on the 405 near Mulholland Drive. One thing about crashes or anything that happens like that, especially in the 405, 101, you know, they don't have a lot of escape routes in Cali. So if you call up, they believe you at work and you say, oh, there was a crash. Okay. They're going to be late, right? That's what you're saying. You're going to be late. And for some of you who don't know, I do NBC on the weekends, NBC Sports Radio. So you can tune in from 3 to 6 in the afternoon Eastern and you'll hear me. You can even download the NBC Sports Radio app and you'll hear me that way if it's not on a radio station or you can't get Sirius XM 205. And a lot of times, because it comes out of Culver City, that's where it originates, which is in Los Angeles. That's where the NBC studios are. And what happens is, a lot of times, people are caught in accidents. So I'll be talking to the technical director, just like we have our fabulous technical director here, Nathan. And they'll be stuck in traffic somewhere, you know, on the way there, because traffic is just awful. So this was a dump truck that was filled with concrete. It caught fire, and it shut down all but one lane. I was looking at the traffic. And finally, by like 5:30, which is rush hour time, they finally were able to open more lanes. But it was, it was brutal. I mean, just looking at the traffic, and of course they had video of it, so it was pretty nasty. And pretty much everything was very California-centric, except for the stories that I said in the beginning about the president, and that the president postponed the decision on steel tariffs for allies and the EU for another month. So that's a big story, because think of Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. That's about to expire. So there's a little bit of a hold off there. And that's L.A. If we move across the country and we stop midway and we go to Chicago, you find that in Chicago they always list the big stories there. So, you know, death, doom, and gloom. And they've got man shot to death in an SUV near Westside Park, 6 other wounded in a Chicago shooting. And we know how awful that is there for the shootings. So they talk about that. And then there was a story, and this is a crazy story, about 90 students got ill after the prom at Shedd Aquarium. Oh, I've been to Shedd Aquarium when I was a kid. Many, many times I've been to Shedd Aquarium. So they got stomach sort of flu symptoms. And what is the food that they ate? That's what everybody wanted to know. But if that many kids are sick, it's got to be, that's got to be what it is. Because, you know, what else is it? And what they're saying, the aquarium's VP says, at this time, we don't believe there are any safety concerns related to food or drink being served to our guests visiting the aquarium. There was 400 people at the prom. That's a lot of people to get sick. 90 people? Something's going on. Something happened there. Whatever it is, because there's the common denominator that they were all at the aquarium. So what was it that got them all sick? I guess, you know, let's put it that way. And then everything else was pretty much, you know, like why the president should grant clemency to Rod Blagojevich. Remember him, the governor Blagojevich. And who knows if that happens or not. But it was kind of a mixed bag of what you were seeing, accidents, other news coming out of Chicago. And then we veer in another direction. If we go to, let's say if we go all the way across the country to New York, what would we see in the New York papers? Then you would see a lot of national news, but you would see also some news related to just New York, but White House delaying the tariff, which I mentioned in the other paper. The fears of espionage might lead to rules on Chinese research. They're considering tightening restrictions on the researchers in the United States as the trade fight keeps ratcheting up. So that's a big chunk of news. There was the Ashley Judd story about suing Weinstein. There also was an interesting story about these Canon investors restored Orange Lawn, which is a New Jersey tennis mecca. They're trying to make it its big former glory place that it was. And there's this real estate developer who's tennis obsessed. So he's got the money. He likes tennis. Yeah, I'm going to try to make a big deal out of it. Does it work? I just had this conversation with someone about whether tennis was dead or not, or it would pick up some steam, or were people still playing tennis? If you like tennis, boy, it's still one of the cheaper forms of entertainment, because just go get a can of balls, go out on the public court. Well, and of course, here they want people to go into their courts. And because of limited space, it makes sense they would attract that in a plus year-round, right? Of course. Thanks for hanging with us this hour. Sure do appreciate it. Appreciate all of you. Remember, you can check us out on AmericaTonightRadio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.